Hello, this is Bill Lytell with a little bit more wisdom for your walk. This is Tidbits Part 2. Just some things I've collected through the years in my Bible reading, Bible study that are put together. It's not unique with me. Other people have done stuff like this also. I find that there's a scarlet thread throughout the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ is the centerpiece of the whole Scriptures. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's from Genesis 3:15, where it talks about there'd be a coming one that would crush the serpent's head, all the way to the Revelation, the last verses, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I found that each book has a theme, and we find Christ in each book of the Bible. I went through the other tidbit. Before this, I went through Genesis to Malachi and showed you how Christ appeared in each one of those books. Now let me just go briefly through and show you how Christ appears in the entire New Testament. In Matthew, he's the King of the Jews. In Mark, he's the servant. In Luke, he's the Son of Man. In John, he's the Son of God. In Acts, he's the risen one. In Romans, he's a justifier. In 1 Corinthians, he's holiness. In 2 Corinthians, he's a personal God. In Galatians, he's the fulfillment of the law. In Ephesians, he's the head of the church. In Philippians, he's the joy of the Christian. In Colossians, he's the creator of all that is. In 1 Thessalonians, he's one coming in fire. In 2 Thessalonians, he's the overcomer of the Antichrist. In 1 Timothy, he's the bishop of our souls. In Titus, he's the elder. In 2 Timothy, he's sound doctrine. In Philemon, he's our merciful master. In Hebrews, he's our high priest. In James, he's a Savior that changes us. In 1 Peter, he is a chief shepherd. In 2 Peter, he is the one who stands against false teachers. In 1 John, he is considered the word of life. In 2 John, he is truth. In 3 John, he's the hospitable one. In Jude, he's the faultless one. In Revelation, he's the Alpha and Omega. Now you may vary on some of those books as you read through them. In fact, some of those books he's revealed in more than one aspect. I just pick one of the aspects that he's revealed in. And so you could maybe have some different aspect of the Lord Jesus in those books, because sometimes there are more. But those are the ones that I have chosen on my list of the scarlet thread through the Bible. I hope this is encouraging to you. The Lord Jesus is the overcomer, brother. He's the one, you could say in Revelation example, he's the Alpha Omega. You could say in Revelation, he's the Word of God. You could say in Revelation, he's the overcomer. And all those would be true. It's a good example of three possibilities of the Lord Jesus being revealed. The book of Revelation, by the way, is all the theme is Lord Jesus Christ from beginning to end. And so may the Lord give you some wisdom for your walk.